Well, hello, and welcome to another edition of Not For Nothing, with your host, Chris and Chris!
Hey.
Hello, Chris.
Dude, that was the funniest countdown, because you didn't count down at all. You just said three.
Yeah. Well, and then
you gotta give me at least two numbers.
No, I thought you know
the cadence of the countdown, like two, four, three, blank, blank, and then you go. You just said three.
Yeah, two.
And then you went. One.
Yeah. It's a little, you know, just a little buffer there. What do you want from me? Come on.
You did good. You did good.
Thanks. Just trying to keep you on your toes, you know?
We're doing another janky one. I'm the problem this
week. He's the janky.
I'm the one who's. Mm-hmm. I'm on location, mm-hmm. So I do not get to have my full setup. So
it's fine.
We're gonna just lose our last eight listeners with this terrible audio, but hopefully they can bear with us.
I'm sure they won't mind. They don't even notice the difference at all.
No, they probably won't. You're right. How's it going?
It's kind of a weird week, I guess. The crazy things are going on. The car outside my house got its wheels jacked.
Yeah, that's crazy. I guess I showed a picture to someone I'm here working with, and they were like, "Oh yeah, that happened to someone on some girls on our street in Williamsburg."
I talked to my neighbor with the
milk crates.
Yeah. I just talked to my neighbor about it. Oh, and he was like, yeah, he's like, he knows it's happened. Like, he just started like researching it too, like looking it up, and he found it like it's kind of been happening a little more common now lately.
Well, it's not that hard to jack a car up.
No, but with milk crates.
But not that hard. I mean, as long as the milk crates will hold.
They took all four wheels. No, they took the other side as well. So they took all four. They must have done it in the middle of the night, I guess. But what are they using? Are they using pneumatic tools here? Are they hella quick on this thing?
No, I'm sure they probably are using like a service jack. You know?
Yeah.
Those are pretty fast.
Sure.
Easy to come by.
Right.
And then you just jack it up.
Right.
Throw the milk crates under there.
Take the
and then lug nuts. Boom.
But the lug nuts, like, I mean, how, okay. You
super
gotta change
easy.
It.
Lug nuts are easy to get off, dude.
All right. So like what, 5 minutes to get a tire off, the whole tire off, the wheel off?
Yeah, probably.
Each per wheel?
Yeah, but you got a couple guys on it.
Yeah, you probably got four guys. You're,
probably a 15-minute project.
Right, right. Start to finish, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous.
It's low enough hanging, a catalytic converter. I don't even know what those look like. But yeah. Tires?
Mm.
I can get tires off. I might start stealing them myself.
I was walking home, was it yesterday? So it's been like 2 days. It's a white Honda. I think it's probably new or newish. And apparently
they don't even know yet then, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I don't think they know yet whoever owns that car.
Yeah.
I don't even recognize the car, so I don't even know if it's someone who actually lives on the block or not, unless they just bought a new car. But my neighbor was saying that there's a couple like, you know, news articles now about it, and like it's kind of happening, and so they're targeting Hondas and like new I think Toyotas and stuff with alloy wheels specifically, I guess. Whatever the fuck that is. Or what that means. And
titanium?
Yeah, or something maybe, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's probably titanium alloy. I guess. I can't think of like why. I thought they were just like sweet rims. I guess maybe.
I mean, maybe they were, but no. But he's saying that there are some, you know, whatever, you know, cars to
four radials isn't like nothing either. I mean, you could probably sell those for a couple $100 too.
Yeah, probably, right? Yeah. So
brand new tires,
right? It's crazy though. So it's been like 3 days. Like, so that happened. But yesterday, I was walking home, was running some errands, and there was a couple dudes who were like from the city. It's like environmental protection or whatever, one of those, you know, positions or whatever, with a truck that has the labels on them. And they got out, they parked like right in front of the car. They were doing some other work though in the street, but they turned around and they noticed it, and they were like, yo, like people are still doing this shit. Like,
yeah,
they were like taking pictures and like having a good laugh about it and stuff. And I was like, dude, this is, I don't know how to feel about this.
I feel terrible. Cause I just,
yeah,
I just came out to my car total, like in the middle of we in Williamsburg came out to our car and it was completely smashed to bits because of some Uber driver nonsense.
Right.
And it's a sinking feeling to be like a face, the product of a faceless crime, especially against your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel terrible. I think it's shameless.
It is.
But it is a good heist. Because it's quick and it doesn't require much.
And now, like, so that now that all four of the milk crates have sunk, obviously, under the weight of the car, right? And so now the I don't even know what you call it, like where the brake discs are, whatever that piece is now, is they're all touching the ground now, too.
Oof.
So they're probably ruining that portion of it,
That's bad.
That's shameful.
Yeah. I mean, what? Cinder blocks are not easy to come by. I will say this. I would put this on the milk industry. And I'll tell you why.
I bet you will.
Because the fucking milk lobby is so fucking greedy and horrible that they purposely made it a law that you can't make a milk crate the size of a 12-inch record because people were stealing them and it was hurting the milk so much. That a milk crate has to be like 11 3/4 inch or something or smaller.
No way.
So that people can't because the record boom of the '80s caused people to take milk crates. So they're so fucking greedy that they couldn't share milk crates with the up and coming black artists of the '80s and '90s. They made a law. It's against the law to produce a milk crate that fits a 12-inch record. So when you're moving, when you're me, and you have to move thousands of records, it's a nightmare because they don't make boxes that fit record crates or they're the size of record crates.
Yeah.
Like Home Depot doesn't make them. No one fucking makes them. So fuck the milk industry. They're the reason. Because if they didn't make these milk crates, they'd have these thieves would have to use cinder blocks. The classic. Classic move. But they have all these leftover milk crates that clearly are still being used by inner city youth. So fuck the milk industry. Fuck them. Fuck the milk lobby.
Yeah, seriously, man.
And also, they're killing the environment with all their milk, with all their dairies.
I mean, who even has, who's using milk crates these days for milk, though?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't see, you don't even see them in the grocery stores anymore, do you? Are they even carrying
milk? Are there even milkmen?
No, there's no more milkmen, is there?
No, it's just Amazon. Yeah. Amazon's the milkman.
Yeah, Amazon's the milkman.
Yeah, fuck milk.
Fuck Amazon.
Yeah.
Even though I still buy all my shit from Amazon, but fuck
I can find a way to be mad about milk any time of the day. I hate milk.
Fuck big milk. I'm still
getting big milk.
I'm gonna drink it still, Chris.
It's the milk lobby. You're disgusting. That's your disgusting human being.
You don't put milk. You don't put milk in your coffee. You don't eat cereal.
I eat cereal with almond milk, bro. Right.
I use oat milk.
Yeah.
But I do like the coffee because the coffee foams up better or milk it foams up better in the coffee though.
Yeah, listen. There, I eat dairy on occasion.
Right?
I love butter.
Ah.
But I go out
butter.
And milk my own cow that's in the backyard. I have my own milk cow.
I bet you.
Realistically, actually, I don't have a milk cow, but
right.
Kristen has been lactating since Roscoe was born, so I use her milk.
I don't think we need to know about that. I don't think she would want.
I've just appreciate
you.
And we have we've got a
joking
machine,
about that. Yeah, just keep pumping.
I churn my own butter.
Oh boy. I bet you do. Huh?
It's what I put in my coffee. It's delicious.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
So yeah,
glad we went down that road.
That's how I got around.
Thanks for just taking that.
The milk industry
over the line there. Oh, I hope your wife doesn't listen to this episode. Not that she.
Oh, she would be fine. We're public with it. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get rid of the taboo of mammal milk.
Sure, buddy.
Mammal milk.
Mammal milk. Man.
All right. Do you want to talk about other things?
Oh, I would love to talk about anything else, please.
We could change the subject.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Right.
Hey, happy opening day.
Hey! Baseball's back, baby.
Yeah, watching big. I can't wait to watch the get the game tonight.
There's no two bigger fans of baseball than these two guys on this show right now.
Game one of 162.
We're
going to breeze right past the fact that the baseball's most important player definitely gambled on sports illegally.
Yeah.
And go right into.
Yeah.
Pitchers and catchers reporting or whatever. What? So the teams are playing.
Today's opening day, man. There's games playing already.
Yeah, they're reporting.
Yeah. Well, they've already reported.
They've reported. I think that the games in New York are all postponed. So that's sad.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The Mets and the Phillies games have both been postponed. I'm sorry to let you know. They don't even do games early anymore on opening day.
That was going to be my whole thing.
That's lame. There's no games.
Normally they start at like at least noon.
4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
What happened to sitting in the bleachers in shirt sleeves and playing hooky and having a hot dog with your pad and your pen?
There's only one game right now.
Transistor radio.
I don't understand. Like they're just trying to make this game worse and no fun.
Yeah.
Impressive. It's Baltimore is hosting the Angels right now. They're the only game on. It's not even on network TV. But it's the only day game.
Well, luckily for us, for those diehard fans that don't want to watch college or professional basketball, they get to watch Chicago versus Texas on ESPN tonight. Mm. That'll be Justin Steele versus Nathan Eovaldi. So tune in for that one.
Well, Chris,
are those are your defending champions? Is that who won last year?
Texas. Yeah, Texas.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'll be a fun one.
Oh, yeah. Real.
These games, say what you will, it's 162nd of the entire season. Like, that's important. Think about how much is at stake tonight for these teams to chip away at being perfect 162 win
this
season.
This game matters for seeding, Chris. It matters.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. This could be the difference between
make or break. Between a wild card or a division winner.
Yeah. You know, they say that these games in March don't matter.
All right. So since it matters then, Chris, let's pick it. Let's pick our world. Like we do it every year. Let's pick our World Series.
Go. Okay. So are we picking the World Series itself? I got to see who's still in. I don't even know who's in the. We got a jump start on Baltimore. It's a little unfair advantage here.
That's all right.
Maybe. We already know that the Baltimore game is 1-5. So Baltimore, looking like you could get a little gamesmanship. Boy, oh boy, let's see. Do you have any thoughts?
Let's do here. I'm trying to find as you were talking. I'm trying to find World Series.
Are there odds?
Yeah, I was going to try to find some odds here.
Let's hear them.
But I'm not.
You don't see
them.
You don't see futures?
Yeah, I got futures.
Well, let's just look at the futures. What are the?
I'm
futures?
Trying to, but it's not coming up for a World Series winner. Wait,
what do you mean like
winner? Okay. Well, yeah, World Series winner. Here we go. It just says winner. It doesn't say World Series. It just says winner. Like, what the fuck is that?
Well,
supposed to mean?
I mean,
all right. Dodgers +350, Braves +450. Followed by the Astros, Orioles, Yankees, Phillies, Rangers, Mariners. Wow, they're that high. Twins, Blue Jays, Cubs, Rays, Cardinals, Diamondbacks. Ooh, Diamondbacks +4,000. They were in the playoffs. They were in the World Series last year and lost. Maybe they go back to back playoff World Series.
Who did
the Diamondbacks?
They were in the. Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go. You know what, Chris? I heard you say Twins, and I feel like there's a what's up with that? What are they up to?
+1,900. I think they're probably the favorite to win their division.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know. I mean, I like that. I like the idea of Baltimore, but because they're already up 5-1 their first game.
They got the fourth best odds to win the World Series. They got a nice young team.
Why aren't the Padres a team that people like anymore? Did they lose their guy?
Yeah, they kind of traded a lot of guys away or lost a lot of guys to free agency. They gave up trying. Yeah, well, I think it was a lot of money that they were going to have to spend, and they were like, we can't do this.
I'm going to go with the Minnesota Twins. I have a gut feeling. I like the Twins this year, Chris.
All right, so you pick AL. I picked NL. So let's...
Who did you pick? You picked the... Who'd you pick in the NL?
The Diamondbacks.
Okay, D-backs versus...
Twins?
Oof. Twins. Okay, those are our teams. I'm happy with those.
It's so grimy and jaggy. I love it.
Okay, great. Yeah. It's disgusting. Yeah. I hope it never happens.
No one's going to want to watch that. But that's what I like.
I'm going to put a little action on the Twins right now.
All right. Okay.
I mean, $100 pays 200, $10 pays 200 bucks.
Sure.
I'll wait 162 games. What is it? I'll find out who the winner is in November, right? That's when this is over.
Yeah. So it's a nice long future for you.
We'll have a RFK Jr. will be the president. Things will look so much different. Come November. I'll be another year older.
And then you can celebrate by winning a bet that you totally forgot about.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
That's always a nice surprise, birthday surprise.
I do have a bunch of random futures because I do this every time. Like, my future bets currently will shock you at how stupid they are. The Twins one is a great one.
Mm-hmm.
I do have North Carolina winning it all. That one's pretty nice.
Okay.
I bet that one way back. That one is pretty good. I took the Knicks to win the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. That doesn't look so great anymore. Mm-hmm. I have Bronny James being drafted by the Philadelphia 76ers at plus 1500. Can you tell I sometimes do futures bets when I'm under the influence? I've got Zion Williamson, MVP. A plus 3,500. And I have Oscar and Amen Thompson winning the Rookie of the Year.
Ooh.
Neither of which is going to come true, no. I don't think.
Yeah.
So I got a lot. As much as I like to brag about my future's wins, mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you, Chris, it's not always a guarantee.
Well, no one gets them all right, Chris. So you got to maybe throw some bad ones in there to make sure you win the other good ones. That's how gambling works, isn't it?
Well, what I like to do on my future bets is I like to parlay them. Yeah, so,
right.
You know,
yeah.
It's not. Oh, the funny thing is the Minnesota Twins bet, that's already lost money. Like, I could cash it out for $5 now. So.
Hmm.
It's already worthless. impressive. I got so many weird things I want to talk about. Why don't you tell me something you want to talk about?
Oh,
besides baseball. Do you have other?
I mean, if you want to stay on weird, we can kind of go back and forth with weird ones, maybe.
I only have weird things to talk about.
Okay. I'll start with the weird ones. Somehow I started doing a deep dive on Chicago Bears history.
Why is that?
I don't know, because they keep talking about they have the first overall pick, and there's a lot of NFL talk and who they're going to draft for the quarterbacks and all these kinds of things.
Who do you like them? Well, they'll take the guy.
I don't
right?
care. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I started, as I was watching them, I was one of those things where I was like, why is Chicago named the Bears? Like, there's no Bears in Chicago, is there?
Oh.
Right?
No, but there's no Lions in Detroit either. There's
well, no. Could... No, okay. but... So I started Googling, ended up on Wikipedia, and apparently...
How'd you get there?
I don't know. Whoa. I don't know. It's crazy. I didn't want to read a legit site or anything, so I was just like, oh, let's just take the easy way out, because I'm tired of this one, actually. They were like, whatever, they were founded by a dude in, like, somewhere else in Chicago, or in Illinois. They were called whatever the fuck they were called. I don't even know. The Decatur Staleys, because the guy who owned them was Staley. His last name was Staley or something.
Oh,
but
cool.
Someone else bought them. They moved them to Chicago. And apparently, like, a lot of other things that sort of originate or came from Chicago, it all derives from the Cubs.
Oh. Wait, like the Chicago, like the baseball team?
Yeah. So it was, the Cubs were already there. They were popular, I guess. So they were just like, hey, let's just sort of take this. And they took the colors basically too, like kind of the blue and red kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And the Cubs. And then they're like, we'll just name our team the Bears. And then we'll just make a darker blue and a darker orangier red.
This is the least weird origin for any team I've ever heard in my life.
It's the stupidest origin I've ever heard in my life.
Why? Who cares?
It's so dumb. Like you just were like, hey, let's follow the baseball team because baseball's the best.
Isn't that what like the football team, like this the St. Louis Cardinals, didn't they do the same thing? They're just like, we'll just take the whole team name. We'll be St. Louis Cardinals football and baseball.
I
guess.
I don't know, but that one's dumb too. It's just weird. I don't know.
Dude, they used to name their teams after sock colors. Like, think about that. That's way weirder.
That's baseball, though. This is football. It should be more better and manlier, Chris.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I think they're all stupid. The Steelers, that's not even a word.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, no, no. Sorry, I'm wrong. The colors he took from his alma mater, which was the University of Illinois.
God, this story gets worse, Chris. Yeah. Right, I'm going to do a weirder one. Okay. All right, ready?
All right.
So my weird story of the week is, have you watched the Patriots documentary?
No.
Well, I've only watched one episode, and I could say it is worth it because you get to watch the evolution of Tom Brady's weird face. Do you remember the reality show The Swan?
No.
Okay, so... There is a reality show. You can't find it anywhere. It's buried. You can't even find it on YouTube. Like, there isn't, like, a weird, gross, like, streaming anything that shows it. It was a TV show where they pitted, like, eight women, I think, who were all ugly against each other. And they gave them, like, a dietitian and a workout person and a plastic surgeon. And they made these ugly women into swans. And at the end of the season, they would do a pageant. And people would vote on who the swan was on a beauty pageant.
Oh, boy.
And that's what Tom Brady looks like, a contestant from The Swan. Because you see him with his face when he was, like, in his 20s. And you see him doing these face-to-face interviews now, and it is wild how crazy he is. I mean, his hair is one thing, but he's had so much work done, and it's weird. You look at you can't even tell what you're looking at, and he's trying to like seem normal, and it's bananas, and I cannot stop. I long for the moments when they have Tom Brady talking live. I just stare at his face, and I'm fascinated by it. It's like, I can't explain it. It's like looking at a Picasso. And
this is your Kate Middleton.
What?
This is your Kate Middleton.
It's I love it so much. And he's going to be an announcer on TV, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. It is so fun to watch. It is, it's like watching like Pixar or something. I am here for it, as the kids say. I am here for the Brady the commentator. It's incredible. And the documentary is like pretty boring.
Right.
Everyone's like up in arms about it, but it's really boring.
I could care less about anything with the fucking Patriots anymore. The Tom Brady thing might kind of interest me. Like if they could just do a documentary on the evolution of his face, maybe I could watch that.
The lamest people are interviewed. It's like anyone associated with the Patriots, like Lawyer Malloy. And like, then they talk, then it's like Bill Belichick, who can like barely open his mouth. He's like, and he's like super uncomfortable in like a wedding suit. And then they like, and it's just lying. You can just tell he's just lying.
Yep.
And then they've got Drew Bledsoe, and he's annoying and boring. And Robert Kraft is annoying and boring. Like they're like, there's nothing like interesting about that team. Like Jerry Jones is at least hateable, but they're like kind of just
boring. They're all just kind of boring. Yeah, yeah. You know what?
Like they're all super boring. Brady is like boring, but he's just crazy to look at, and it's fun to watch. But like, they're like Teddy Bruschi, boring. Like they're like, I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to keep watching it because I assume like around the Aaron Hernandez time, it'll get like exciting, but
maybe that'll probably be boring too or whatever. But have you ever seen the, like, I think it's on Vice, the Vice channel or whatever, where they do these like unauthorized documentaries of like wrestling.
Yeah, of course. I watched them all.
It's like the Dark Side of the Ring or whatever they're called.
Yeah. Those are great.
I feel like, right. So those are like, they can barely even show any, like they can't even show any like WWE footage or WCW footage or stuff, right? You know, because it's like, they don't have the cooperation of the organization.
Yeah.
I feel like they should do that for like Tom Brady and his face. Like they should just take, someone should just do a documentary and take like old, you know, clips from whatever TV shows and whatever else and photos of him and just use it and just be like, what the fuck happened to this guy in his face? Cause that would be actually a really good documentary.
I think they should do, they don't even have to have a documentary. Do you remember that Michael Jackson video, Black or White?
Yeah.
And like in the end, the like the people like are singing to the camera and they like transform into each other with very high tech digital whatever from the late '80s or early '90s. Yeah. They should just do that. And just but do like him singing Black or White, turning his head, it's black, it's white. And then he goes into the next Brady. And then
avocado, it's black, it's ice cream. It's white.
And then just to the next guy. Just evolve. Someone could do that. How hard could that be?
We should totally do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could turn into Tyra Banks for a minute and then go back to Tom Brady.
Tyra Banks.
I think she was in the video. If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, she probably was. She probably was.
Yeah.
All right. What other weird ones you got for me?
Well, I just did my weird one, which is Tom Brady is the swan.
Yeah. Do you have
a weird one?
Well, I don't have any more weird ones.
Well, okay. So, well, no, that's not weird. That's horrible. I have a horrible one.
Jesus.
I have a grindy gears one.
Great.
And then the gambling one. Great. So those are your choices. You could choose between horrible, grindy gears, or gambling.
Let's go with horrible. I'm intrigued by the horrible.
Okay, Chris. So did you hear about this story about like the Utah women's college basketball team?
Oh, yeah, of course, in Idaho.
Right.
Yeah.
So that, for those of you that don't know, there is a town in Idaho called Coeur d'Alene. Mm-hmm. It's like basically if you're trying to drive from Kalispell, my town, mm-hmm. to Chris's town, you got to pass through the panhandle of Idaho and you drive right through Coeur d'Alene, mm-hmm. Idaho. I never really did much time in Coeur d'Alene.
It's a beautiful town. It's a beautiful huge lake.
It's very picturesque. Coeur d'Alene, and I remember there was a big water park that I always tried to get my parents to stop at, but we never stopped there.
Yeah.
But it is Idaho.
Yeah.
And Idaho is, you know, Idaho is bad. Idaho is very white. It's like where David Duke lives. It's where like the KKK in the North.
White supremacists.
Super white supremacists. David Duke town. But so the University of Utah, like from Salt Lake City, the women's team is traveling to Spokane to play in a tournament, but because there's other tournaments happening, there aren't any hotels. So they put them up in a hotel, them and probably a couple other teams, in Coeur d'Alene, which is not that far from Spokane. These people did not choose to go to Coeur d'Alene.
Mm-hmm.
They're not playing in Coeur d'Alene.
Yep.
They're sleeping in Coeur d'Alene, mm-hmm. maybe getting a meal in Coeur d'Alene. Mm-hmm. And that sounded the alarm bells so much. They have a black head coach and probably a handful of black players, that people felt the need in Coeur d'Alene. This is how racist this town is. This sounds like we live in the 50s. People came to the hotel to yell the N-word and other racial terms at this women's team, mm-hmm. that has no bearing on Idaho whatsoever, other than they were staying in a hotel. Like, this sounds like we're talking about something happening in the South in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this should be the only, in my opinion, should be like a front page story. This is crazy to me. This is crazy. And I know it shouldn't be, but I'm just like deeply disgusted. This place is 2 hours from my hometown,
mm-hmm.
or the town I grew up in.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting that this is like, this is the climate. This is where we live. And people shouldn't like, I don't really, there isn't an answer. There's nothing for you to really like add to this unless you're like taking the other side of the story. But like, I just was like, I guess I know these things exist. I know this exists, but this was just such a blatant, like, what was it all for? If we're just back to a place where people just feel the need to scream at women athletes,
mm-hmm.
based on their color of their skin that aren't even like there for you. Like, they're not, they affect you none. They were sent to a hotel because they couldn't go to a hotel in another shitty town.
Yeah. Yeah. I've spent time in Coeur d'Alene. In college, a good friend, he was from Coeur d'Alene. We'd go up there, like spend the weekend with him at his parents' house. you know, get kegs, beer. We even went into town, went to the bars, went out drinking there. We had some good times in Coeur d'Alene. I unfortunately never sort of witnessed it firsthand, of course, or never even got like the feeling of it being around there. I don't know if it was probably there even when I was, you know, back in the 90s, or if it was just, you know, because I'm white, so I don't maybe sort of see it as much. Maybe it's evolved in the last 30 years.
Well, I'd always heard of it as that. Like, I've always heard of it as like a white supremacy part of.
Yeah.
But I mean, every Montana is too. Like, I'd never heard of a firsthand account of it. And I am shocked a little bit that it's happening now.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. I know all the surrounding parts of around Coeur d'Alene. If like you go even a half hour away and you're in the woods and then you're like, You don't really want to be here, you know, kind of thing. I know like it's all over and stuff, everything, but I'm not surprised. I'm still not surprised. I mean, like, nothing surprises me anymore about this kind of bullshit.
It doesn't surprise me either. I guess I'm just like disappointed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's hard not to, I don't know. Like, this stuff is just,
and I think I'm disappointed that it's not a bigger news story.
I mean, yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. That's a,
just been
that's
normalized a whole other so disappointing much, I guess, thing, too. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about it either, though. It's just absolute crap and bullshit.
I would say this. I'd say, fuck Idaho. Yeah. Fuck, well, boycott fuck, that yeah. shitty state. Never yeah. go in your whole yeah. fucking life. Don't yeah. go to fucking Sun Valley. Don't give Boise a pass.
No.
Don't give Sandpoint a pass. Don't give Moscow a pass. Fuck that racist state. Go fuck you.
Well, fuck and themselves. I even saw, like, someone. The guy on Twitter, who was a former Oregon Duck football player, I think he played NFL maybe a little bit too, but back in the 90s, he commented saying like going to playing at Washington State, they had to stay in Moscow in a hotel in Moscow, which is like 9 miles away, across the border. And his coach who was, fuck, what was his name back then? Whatever his name was, Bilotti or whatever.
Chip
I think.
Kelly.
No, Bilotti, I think, was way back then, who was a really successful coach and kind of helped started that Oregon football program. Was like, you know, don't leave the hotel. You know, there's a lot of fucking, you know, racist shit around here. Like, he's like, you know, don't trust anybody. Don't go out. You know, protect yourself, all these kinds of things. So he was even saying back then, and like, I've gone to Moscow. I've partied there. I've had a good time, you know, whatever, too. But I was like, it just goes to show you that, like, two sides of the fucking coin, like, some of us, you know, aren't exposed to her, don't see it. And
100%,
you know, and it's like, and they make a point of like, you know, doing it from the shadows or, you know, hiding it, you know, and like if you're going to be a fucking racist, just be a fucking racist. Let the whole fucking world know.
Well, I,
you know,
just,
show
I
your fucking
I,
true
I'm
colors.
I'm a little ashamed of saying like, I'm surprised by it, but I guess I shouldn't be.
No.
But I think to your point, I'm not exposed to it as much. And when I hear something like this and it's like, I don't know. I don't even know how to like put it exactly. Other than like when I read that, I was just deeply disturbed.
Yeah, it's fucking.
And
yeah.
I don't. Yeah, like I just am disturbed by the mindset of a people.
I think we gotta stop
like,
being
go
so
and torment.
Right.
A basketball team that they weren't like they weren't protesters. They weren't even playing in your shitty state.
Yeah,
and they weren't. Yeah. They didn't even choose to be there.
Right.
Like it's.
But like, that's the thing. Like they don't care. Right. The other people, those fuckers don't care. They like. That's all. They want is a fucking excuse or just one little fucking stupid reason. Like whatever it is in their fucking mind and head, just to go out there and be a fucking racist asshole.
Yeah.
God forbid anybody else but them, you know, step one square fucking inch into their territory.
Well, Idaho can go fuck itself.
Yeah, Idaho can go fuck itself.
Like all of it. I'm out on Idaho.
Yeah. I mean,
the whole state.
Yeah.
The whole state. I don't care about any of it.
Yeah.
If Idaho just didn't exist anymore, literally no one would care. What would we lose? Potatoes?
Yeah. French fries. That would suck.
Fuck. Who cares?
I'm just kidding.
I'm putting a boycott on Idaho.
We can grow fucking potatoes anywhere else.
I'm canceling it.
Yeah.
We can grow them everywhere.
Yeah.
Idaho brings nothing to the world.
Nothing. Nothing. It's like Connecticut, right? Except for the racist part, I think. I don't know. Maybe Connecticut's super racist, too.
I don't know. I think Connecticut's got its own
racist
demons.
Things. Yeah, I'm sure, too. But it's like, it told them, like, there's nothing in Connecticut, right?
There's Hartford.
Okay. I've driven through it a million times.
What about the pizza?
Yeah. Why, I mean, nice the pizza's pizza. Like that's equivalent of the potatoes in Idaho. Like, you can have pizza anywhere.
They invented the hamburger, I think, in Connecticut.
Great. They're known for something like that, maybe. Which is even, my probably isn't even true because hamburgers originally from like Germany and stuff.
What about Yale?
Ah, fuck Yale and the fucking Ivy League fuckers. It's a total pass through state, right? Like you don't go to.
I don't like it. I don't like the way they drive. I don't understand why their highways are like 50 miles an hour. Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah, but they have a million fucking highways all right next to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They all made. It's like they intend. They're like, did you want to get somewhere? I'm sorry.
Yeah, because they go from all the highways go from New York to Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And they've got five of them in a row, all within like 5 miles of each other.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's insane. We need to start condensing states.
Oh man, I've been talking about this for a while. I think that California needs to break up.
Oh.
Have you heard? Do research. There's this racist idea. Now that we're since we're on the topic.
Yeah. Well.
This thing, John, listener of the podcast, brought to my attention of Jefferson State, the state of Jefferson.
Oh Jesus!
Just this idea that you take the bottom half, the most racist part of Oregon, and the most racist part of California, and it secedes. It's only like I think they take Sacramento with it, but it's like it'd be like 500,000 people. They want to just be their own. They want to get away from all the politics of California and all their liberalism and their no gambling and their daylight savings and all that. And they just want to.
So there's a whole nother movement in eastern Oregon, basically everything east of Portland, essentially, all right down the line. And there's a big movement for it. There's even been like news stories about it and stuff. It's like all eastern Oregon just wants to actually secede from Oregon and become part of Idaho, actually.
There you go.
Which is insane.
So they lose the south for this Jefferson thing. So then really northern Oregon could just get eaten up by Washington and we could just get rid of Oregon entirely.
Yeah. It's, it works for
I'm
me.
I'm kind of fine with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too.
Yeah. I'm all about breaking up or condensing both of them.
The Dakotas? Let's just have one Dakota. We don't need two Dakotas.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
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 That's good.
There's no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with that idea.
Yeah.
I think we could probably just give most of like anything that like the part of the northern part of like the part of Michigan that sneaks into Canada.
Yeah, the upper.
That could go.
Upper.
We could just let's give that away.
Yeah, let's give it to Canada.
Who needs it?
Nobody. Nobody. Needs
Nobody.
It. Nobody.
I think the United States should just be flat all the way across the top, like that part of Maine,
like a straight line.
The top part of Maine, straight line. Same with the bottom, straight line.
I think, unfortunately, though, that would cut off like parts of New York and Vermont and
tough.
Right? Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, oh, sure. Yes. All right. Fuck it.
I just want flat top.
High and tight.
High and tight. All right. Well, that was sad, but got weird. How about you? Do you have anything?
No weird.
You have T-Wolves owner drama. Let me guess what it is.
Did you not hear about this?
A-Rod wants to move the T-Wolves to Miami.
No, he's not. He can't be. He's not going to be majority owner anymore.
Why?
He couldn't come up with the money. Him and his partner.
Well, I'm surprised that he even had got as far as he did.
Yeah. Well, listen. Like this. I feel like we should all have seen this coming. Like he couldn't have raised. I think he was going in with an equity firm or something that were going to back him or something, blah, blah, blah. They pulled out.
Did he try to sell Bibles? But I hear that's a thing you could do.
He could try to sell Bibles. Well, maybe that's what this next step is here now, though.
Yeah.
So basically now they missed a deadline to buy the rest of the 60% from that, whatever that old Skeletor looking guy is that owns the Timberwolves. And he, in spite of all this, was like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm not selling. You missed the deadline. I'm not going to give you an extension. I'm keeping my 60% majority and go fuck yourself, basically.
That's nice. Cause he was definitely going to move that team to Florida.
I don't know about that. Maybe.
A-Rod ain't living in Minneapolis. They were definitely going to move that team.
Well, he can't afford to. He couldn't afford to do any of it anyway. Like this whole thing was a sham, I think, from the beginning.
Wow, impressive. So now he just doesn't so have he's any still, other, still, so he's still a minority stake.
He still owns 40%, him and his partner, I guess. But the old guy was like, you know what? I'm tired of all this. I think actually what he realizes is that he can actually sell that 60% for at least double or triple what he was going to sell it to them for. Because after like what the last 3 or 4 years, like it's exponentially gone up in the price for an organization.
Would you be upset if someone from the Supersonics buying group bought that majority and moved the Timberwolves to Seattle?
I would have mixed feelings about it because I don't want to see another team do that, except for unless it was Oklahoma City or Orlando. Right. Orlando can go fuck itself too.
Why? What did Orlando ever do to anybody?
They're like the Amway owners. Like they're a bunch of fucking.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, they're
good
a bunch point. Of.
They're a tough pill to swallow. Yeah. That's true. That's like that's like that's the what's her name?
Yeah.
Marjorie Green. She's the politician in Florida. Yeah, she's related to the Amway wealth.
She's related to them? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there was that. I'd be happy because Seattle, but Seattle's going to get a team anyway, so they don't need to move the Timberwolves. Although I wouldn't mind having the Timberwolves team as my team, though.
I am not convinced they're getting a team.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they're getting one. I think Vegas gets one before, be nervous that you're not going
to
get one.
I think they get one at the same time. There's two teams coming. You have to go in pairs to keep it. I think to keep it even, the number amount of teams.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know why I thought this woman was related to Amway. I thought like her husband or something.
No, she was like the fucking education secretary for Trump or something. Was the Amway chick?
Oh, it's a different one.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a different Trumper. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got my blonde Trump supporters mixed up.
They all look alike.
My bad. Okay. So the other thing you had on here, which I do think is worth. Well, let's talk about this. Michael Porter Jr.'s brother's gambling scandal really quickly, because this is a gambling show.
Mm-hmm.
So what's his name? Jonte?
Yeah.
Jonte Porter, everyone already knows this already, but basically he took himself out of two games, of which those games, the under was the most bet thing on the gambling site DraftKings, right?
Something like that. Yeah, one of them, at least.
And so, yeah. So now there's an investigation as to why that was, why like a two-way player contract, like a 10-day contract player, probably the 10th most important person on the team, was why his unders were the most bet on thing in sports for two nights, and if he has an involvement. Chris, what's your take? Is he involved? And if so, what are the repercussions? Does it have any repercussions?
Probably. I mean, I'm 100% that they're going to dig into this, right?
They're digging in.
This isn't Otani. They're not going to just let this go because of all the other factors that they can't afford to lose. He's no superstar, right? So they're going to, he's going to get busted or something's going to happen. They're going to find out. This is the problem, though, is that like little guys like this are going to make some extra money on the side and either, you know, throw sort of prop bets, you know, in games. They're not going to throw games themselves, but they're going to pad their stats one way or the other if they can.
Yeah.
Right.
It's been happening.
There's even a guy, I think someone showed something like Moses Brown, who I think he plays in the G League right now. They showed like a video of him like trying to shoot a free throw, and it's like it's the most obvious thing where he misses it on purpose. Like I don't even think it hit the fucking backboard, and his shooting form, it goes off like janky, it's like spasms off to the side. Like he's obviously not trying to make that point because he's probably trying to hit the under.
Right.
And you know, so it's like there's a reason why I think it's 20 states now for college have removed prop betting from those
individual players, right? Which I think will just become a rule
for colleges,
right?
For all colleges. You can't prop bet on college teams or players and whatnot. So, and I think that's what I mean. That has to kind of be the way this is going to go because this is going to get out of hand.
So then last night, Draymond Green loses his mind 3 minutes into a game, definitely trying to get himself ejected.
Did he have
on
money?
The second night of
Can
a back
bet on that
on a play he wasn't even involved in?
Yeah. Just mouthing off.
I would be interested to see what the betting on the Draymond Green unders were last night. Because I was looking for this like file this report that apparently DraftKings did, and that's how, like, the I guess they send it out and everyone can see like what the most bet on things are. I've never heard of this report. I can't find it anywhere on the internet.
Yeah.
And I so like I don't like everyone keeps quoting this report. It reports all the most bet on things or
they,
whatever, but like,
they might just release that to like sports, you know, like ESPN and Fox and stuff for, so they have like that, those kind, it might be just sort of be like sort of, like, you know, it's like stats, you know, for them to use or whatever they want.
Yeah. But why is that not public?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I think it's suspect. Until I see that was actually the case, until I see this report, I think I'm going to give Jonte a pass, innocent until proven guilty. Even though speculations are high, I think Ohtani is way more suspect or as suspect as this guy.
Yeah.
I think gambling has always been a part of sports.
Yeah.
I think it will continue to be a part of sports. I think this is just like just part of it. The game is fixed. If you watched the Sixers game last night, totally fixed. Draymond probably has a bet somewhere in this. He definitely didn't want to play. He like it may not have been for gambling. It may have just been like he didn't feel like playing on two nights, like playing on a back-to-back. But
the only thing
it's
I'll
all, it's all as long as there's player as long as there are people involved, as long as there's money involved, there will always be some sort of fraud involved.
Yeah, well, totally.
You think this game is pure? You're wrong.
Absolutely. I think the one about this, like Ohtani, it's like $5 million of betting, right? And it's like, all right, that's a big fucking number. Like, is Draymond and is Jonte like are they betting a couple hundred grand? Are they betting like 20 grand? On this, how much are they actually, you know, affecting the?
Who cares?
Well, I know, but that's the point, because if they're just looking to make a couple extra grand here and there on a side from a game to game, I'm not really sure that's a big deal unless everybody starts doing it.
It's probably not even them that want the money. It's probably just like, hey, guy, I could, you know, what?
Right? It's a buddy or something. And he's like, yeah, sure, I'll make you a couple extra grand on the side. Sure.
Yeah.
Like and it does it affect the outcome of a game? No. If it, as long as it doesn't, I don't. I think it's a minor offense. And,
also,
I think like, they can keep those contained as a league, and that's fine to some degree, as long as, you know, what we, you know, ignorance is bliss kind of a thing, you know, like what we don't know doesn't, you know, it's not going to matter and affect people.
Right.
But yeah, once you start, like if it's Jonte Porter and he's trying to like, you know, or this other Moses Brown guy who's like, you know, betting 100 grand on himself just so he can like make a hell of a lot more money than what he is making, because he'll never have a big NBA contract. I'll get worried about some of these things.
Well, I mean, or what if these people have problems?
Because, well, that's the other thing too, right?
Is an addiction, and right. No one's talking about this, like, because everyone's in the pockets of these gambling sites. Every podcast, every TV show, the league itself doesn't. Besides, like being like a quick little times two sped prompt at the end of a podcast episode, the fact of the matter is like Ohtani or his translator is gambling because he has an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
This guy from the Jacksonville Jaguars who's like gonna go is on federal charges. Like that's an addiction. Mm-hmm. When you spend millions of dollars that aren't yours, that's an addiction.
Yeah.
This Jonte Porter could have an addiction. Mm-hmm. He could be just in too deep, you know? And like the fact that there are gambling sites that are tracking it is one thing. The fact that like Ohtani's using a bookie, who's like in trouble, that's a whole other. That's like tax fraud, it's tax evasion. Like there's, and like that one to me is far more serious because A, it involves somebody who clearly has a serious gambling problem that they're no one's talking about that, and that's using illegal means, and frauding the government in order to feed this addiction. And no one wants to talk about the addictive qualities of like gambling because they don't want to like. No one wants to think about it, but like it's rampant. Like I have a friend, I was talking to someone at work the other day. He said he has stage managers that are asking him for advances because they can't stop gambling on games.
Right.
And like, because it's so easy to do.
Yeah. There has to be a reckoning.
But no one wants to talk about that. And I guess I don't either. Cause it sucks. But like, It's like being like, oh my God, can you believe NBA players are using fucking cocaine? Like, it's against the rules of the NBA. Well, it's also an addiction, you know?
Yeah. But I think there's going to be a reckoning or a tipping point at some point, right? Like, this is the nature of our fucking lives, especially in this country.
Well,
everything is so extreme.
It'll be a tipping point when some fucking Jimmy Swaggart fucking preachy congressman from West Texas is fucking like, we got to stop doing all this. Let's get to the bottom of it. Are there black people we can string up? All right, let's open an investigation. This is how I'm going to get my book published. And that's when that'll be the tipping point. It won't have to do with addiction. It'll have to do with like somebody trying to use it for political gain.
Well, no, I think there'll be an epidemic of people, of regular people, working class people who have lost all their shit because they have gambling problems. And like there's going to be this sort of groundswell of people who are just so fucked that there will be a national sort of, you know, state of emergency, and there'll be like news, you know, things, you know, news on the news and whatever and stuff. I think that'll happen as well. It's definitely, and it'll probably be quicker than a lot of us are expecting it to.
I think you're probably right. Well, I don't know how to end that segment.
You don't, because it's like it is what it is, and it's going to happen at some point in time, and there's nothing you can really do about it because people are just stupid and they can't help themselves on this stuff, and especially the way this whole thing has been thrown in our faces, like you said, on every step of the way here. It's like what do you expect is going to happen? But nobody actually cares until actually kind of this is some sort of a bottoming out of this thing, because it's going to affect the gambling websites because people can't afford to gamble anymore or whatever.
Well, I guess we'll just keep our eyes open to it. But I also just don't have any sympathy for DraftKings. I don't give a shit about sport like Major League Baseball or any Major League sport, because they're all benefiting from
gambling. No, totally.
It's like,
yeah.
I just don't feel like cheating has been prevalent in sports forever. All the shit is crooked. Like, what did you expect? Like, the pearl clutching drives me crazy, and the fact that we're not recognizing that gambling is clearly an addiction. It's definitely like gambling to certain people is a mental illness, and no one will like address it as such because everyone is being paid for by DraftKings.
Yeah, because they're supposed to look
that
the other
said,
way.
That said, the stock is doing rebounding really well. It's up to like $50 a share. So,
keep gambling, everyone.
Chris, Caitlin Clark, you have this note. I think it's worth talking about because Caitlin Clark, a big three, Ice Cube offered, quote unquote, offered Caitlin Clark an opportunity to play in the big three. $5 million. He said he'd work around the WNBA schedule. And in the article I read, he was like talking about how, like, you know, the big three has actually opened a lot of doors for female player coaches.
Sure.
I don't know how much of that is true.
They hired one woman, maybe two, as a coach.
Yeah.
Like it's all for show, I think, on this thing.
Well, so here we go. So then you see that
Where is he going to get $5 million from?
Topic. I mean, $5 million is not much money. I do like the idea of like the big three being like, if everything is like everyone's talking and their hearts are in the right place. I like the idea of the big three being a league the players can play during the WNBA league where they don't have to go overseas or whatever. Another form of revenue since WNBA contracts are so slight.
Sure.
But what I don't like is then like Dan Portnoy from Barstool Sports says he'll give $10 million if Caitlin Clark will join their intramural league. And then I'm like, oh, you're turning into a freak show.
Yeah.
You're doing this like weird woman as a freak thing.
Yes, exactly.
And that to me makes it gross.
Right.
And I don't know if Ice Cube was intending to do that, but Portnoy made that the thing. And then it becomes, like you said, it becomes like a circus quality. It's like, come see the woman who's good at basketball. And we're like doing like we're back to like Idaho people screaming, like, you know, we're back to like an era of like, come see the freak, you know?
Yeah. Then people have like, it's an open invitation to people to like try to actually like come at her, attack her on the court, like try to, you know, like, but you know, this is okay. First of all, most of these guys for the big three get paid like not a lot of money, right? And I mean, it's not even like $100,000, right? So the fact that all of a sudden he's going to offer her $5 million for 10 games or 12 games or something potentially total, like, and like all these other guys are going to be like, why is she getting paid $5 million? I'm the former NBA player. I'm the former superstar.
What's in it for her? It just diminishes her professional career of being like one of the greatest pro basketball players before she even is a pro basketball player.
Right. And the fact that, so the other,
it's like, come see Ollie fight a kangaroo. You know? It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, exactly. And I, like I think he's just using Caitlin Clark because she's the big hot name right now. Like, why isn't he offering Angel Reese or some of these other women to come play in the league as well? Right? It's just Caitlin Clark.
He got his name in the paper, but then Portnoy did too, you know?
Exactly. And that's all they're doing. And that's, I think, the downside. That's the bullshit of all this, is that they're just trying, you know, because listen, the Big Three, if you follow it at all, it's a fledgling league. It's maybe it'll survive another couple of years, or unless they get, you know,
people pumping money. Like, right. I don't care about it.
Nobody cares about it at all.
It's just boring basketball.
Right.
But,
and it's stupid. Yeah. It's, and
but the thing is, like, he didn't, like, this story, and not to pile on, but I kind of like where you're going with this, is the, like, the story isn't like, we talked to Caitlin Clark's people. They're just like, we made an offer. That'd be like you being like, I made an offer for Caitlin Clark to, like, play pickup with me, right. You know?
Yeah,
I didn't, like, know. I just kind of sent a letter. It's a total, like, it's an offer.
It's a publicity stunt. Like, it's also, he was like, wow, it was leaked. We didn't intend this to be leaked. Now, who fucking leaked it?
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's obviously you put it out. You had to put it out there so you could get a little notoriety and publicity on this fucking shit. Like, otherwise, if, like, you had, like, you approached her already. Did you like, listen, end of the day, if she wants to take the $5 million, take the fucking $5 million, and whatever happens, happens. That's her decision. Right. Because I've seen other people like saying, like, oh, she can't do this. She shouldn't do this. The whole fucking thing. It's $5 million. And they're like, well, she'll make it up in endorsements. You know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. No, she won't. That's an extra $5 million on top of whatever else.
Yeah, she's not making up. She's just $5 million she's turning down.
Yeah, and that's $5 million. I mean, I wouldn't hate on her if she was getting hits for 8 games, and she just, but the other problem though is he's like, well, we can work with the WNBA schedules and stuff, but that's not how it works. It's totally, the logistics of that does not make sense at all, because right, you play the games, you have travel days, you have practices in between or whatever. Like, she can't miss those days. Like, I don't think the team will just be like, hey, you know what, Caitlin Clark, since you're the biggest name in women's basketball right now, yeah, you can have, you know, plus the,
well, especially plus, a rookie. And I'm also not convinced Caitlin Clark's going to be that good in the WNBA.
She might not be, but again, maybe that's another reason why she should take the 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's
but
what
I'm
saying.
But it's literally like last season, I don't even know if their season's, the schedule's out yet, but last season's Big Three, I looked it up, was the end of June, July, and into August. Like, right, and that is the hard,
on top of the WNBA.
It's literally on top of the WNBA season. Like, there's no way they're going to let her go, hey, you know what, you can take, you know, you can take a half month's worth of days off just so you can travel and play in these games, kind of thing. Like, unless, you know, I just logistically, it doesn't make sense for them to do it. I think also someone else mentioned, I saw something that WNBA doesn't want to have anything to do with the Big Three. Like, if they've tried, I think, tried to, you know, weasel their way into it, I think, in the years past somehow. Like, they that's bad business for the WNBA. And if she gets hurt in the Big Three, you know, like that's no, man. Like, there's just so much. All signs just point to, like, in Ice Cube just going, like, putting this out there so he can get his name out there and be like, hey, this is what we did. We're a fan of women, which is complete and utter bullshit too, because he's a big fake and phony about all that kind of stuff too. Anyway, I think.
Wow, so you're really anti Ice Cube. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I don't really have an Ice Cube stance. I don't. That's a pretty.
I don't either. But there's some other stuff I've read over the years about Ice Cube and his stances and the whole thing, and like Trump and supporting, and like some other things too, and blah blah blah. All right. Whatever.
I'm fine.
The man cares about. He's just trying to make money. I don't harbor ill will for that. He's just trying to do whatever, and he's trying to save that little league he's got going on there, and that's fine and all and stuff.
But so fuck Ice Cube. Fuck Idaho. All right. I think we have to end now.
Okay.
I think that's the end of the show. But I just had one last thing I wanted to say. Also, fuck the NFL. they're going to have games on Christmas this year, which is a Wednesday, because they can't just leave the NBA alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just let the NBA have Christmas. Like, why can't Christmas be an NBA thing? I don't want a Wednesday football game. No one wants to play on Christmas. It's already like the NBA's thing. Like, just have a little bit of dignity. And if there's a Sunday that falls on Christmas, sure. You got Sundays.
Yeah.
Monday, why not?
Sure.
Thursdays, fine. But Wednesday, like, go fuck yourself, you money-grubbing motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And to that, I say poo-poo.
All right.
All right, Chris. That's all I got.
Thanks, buddy. Good talking to you.
Thanks. Thanks to you and thanks to the listeners. Good day.
Bye.